Sylvia, give us a little celebrity tidbit before we go into some world and economic events.
Yeah, and this was, you know, this was done a couple months ago that I did, but I said that Britney Spears will get a divorce, finding her husband was not what he, she thought he was. Bruce Willis will also marry a very young woman, dark-haired. And I do believe that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt will marry. And then Jennifer Aniston gets married. I also see Russell Crowe getting into more trouble, even...
He's on probation, isn't he?
Yeah, but I think he either breaks that or something. I think he's just, I don't know, I think his temper, I think he needs anger management.
Bad boy. Great actor, though, isn't he?
Oh, he's wonderful. Cinderella Man and all those. I mean, he's wonderful.
I loved his role in The Gladiator, too, by the way.
Yes, and I did A Beautiful Mind, too.
Yes.
The Cinderella only thing Man. Is, I think Jennifer Lopez should be careful of her health. Also, she gets pregnant. Nicole Kidman marries someone who is like a producer, and she has a baby girl.
Huh. Okay. Well, those will be interesting to track. And that's all in 2006?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Economy first. We'll talk about world politics toward the end of this.
Oh, yeah, because I think I've got a lot of new stuff for that.
Okay. How are things economically going to be for us in 2006?
You know, everybody is so concerned, but I was interested in about the gold. I think gold is a very, very good investment, but I also know that regardless of what they say about the bubble bursting, I don't think anybody can do anything better than property if they can get any kind of money together to get property, because I don't think you have to be a psychic to figure out that the population is booming and where in the hell is everybody going to live.
So what about, let's talk about the L.A. area, Sylvia. You know, the real estate there is just absolutely out of control.
It is.
Is that going to pop at all?
No.
So still
no,
stay
not
strong.
For at least 3 or 4 years. But even then, it levels off. But let's say somebody bought something for, let's say, $350 or $400. It could go as high as $7, $8, $9. I mean, that's exactly what we're looking at.
Let's see. In L.A., for $300,000, you'll get a half a bedroom and an outhouse.
Yeah. That's right. A lean-to. Yeah.
Interest rates. How do you see them next year?
I think they're going to go up a little bit, but I don't think that's going to affect anybody. See, I'm old enough to remember when interest rates were 22 and 18. We're never going to see that again.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, that was terrible.
That was in the early 70s, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I think Governor Schwarzenegger is just not going to fare very well at all. He hasn't, but I think his popularity just goes down, down, down.
Is he going to run for re-election, you think?
I think his, I don't mean to be cruel, but I think his ego will make him run. But I just think he's just, no, I think he's tried to do the right thing, but he's just tried to, you know, he's tried to Band-Aid everything right away, and it's just not working.
So do you think he gets defeated?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I think President Bush's popularity just continues at a slow decline, and I think we've only seen the tip of the iceberg on this, you know, what we call wiretapping. I think we've just begun to see the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to see nothing but one scandal after the other, and we're just now beginning to see some of it, but I don't even think we've scratched the surface on Congress and everything else about money laundering and people giving money away. And, you know, I think we're in for a big, big, huge scandal.
Interesting. I saw an unsubstantiated story today, and by that I mean the story was real, but the sources, the guy said this is medical speculation based on the things he sees, but he thinks there's something medically wrong with President Bush by the way he speaks,
yeah,
acts, and mm-hmm, talks, and he doesn't know what it is. I mean, he's come up with some theories, but he thinks there's actually some kind of thing going on with him.
Yeah, but, you know, see, and I'm not a medical either, but I think there is some kind of neurological thing going on.
Huh.
Because he's hesitant. He can't find the words. If you notice it, he fidgets. He tries to think of what he's going to say. I mean, he's just, I don't know, maybe he's just out of his league, but I also get the same hit.
Well, I don't know. There's some people in Texas who knew him as governor. They said he was as sharp as a tack. They said his ad libs, his, you know, he could keep people laughing for hours.
Yeah, not anymore.
There's something going on.
It's something going on with him, yeah.
All right. The election in 2008, let's jump ahead a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you see as the two major candidates?
Well, strangely enough, I think Kerry and McCain are going to run.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what about Hillary and Condoleezza Rice?
No, I don't think we're going to. I don't think in our
in terms of the nomination.
Yeah, I don't nominate, but I don't think we're going to see a woman president. Not that I'm a sexist, for God's sake, because I'm a woman, but I just don't think the world is ready. We might see as vice president, but we're not going to see a woman president.
So you think John Kerry's going to make a run again and get it as the Democrat?
Yes, yeah. I think we're going to get a Democrat this next time.
All right, and Kerry against McCain. That'll be an interesting run.
Right, it would be.
All right, everybody, mark that down. That is
and I really, really, I like both of them, but I really like McCain. I really do, because I think he's been through a lot, and I think he's really on the ball.